Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Dear?
Hello, Mrs. Archer.
Jill.
The children have baked you some biscuits.
Told you, Olene. You all right, Tony?
Huh? What's this, Mike? Only a half?
Oh, no, it's pathetic, isn't it? Eh? Only me and Brenda are on the knock this afternoon, see?
Now, why does that sound vaguely shady?
Oh, yeah. I've become a door-to-door salesman in my old age. Now we're trying to recruit customers for the two new milk rounds.
Oh, yes, of course. Good time to catch people in, I suppose. Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, well, that's what Ed and me reckon. I was out yesterday and all. Been too fair on Vicky, I know, but she wants the business to succeed, so she didn't mind.
Well, good luck.
Ta. And it'll be every tea time through the week.
Oh, rather you than me.
Well, we need to sign up between 10 and 15 new customers a day. Each one's got to be delicately wooed. It's all about the personal relationship with your milkman, isn't it?
Well, I thought that was Jazz's department.
Yeah, well, he does have his fan club.
I can't think why.
We're aiming for 350 new doorsteps.
Blimey. That's some target, Mike.
So be it. We're targeting Downham and Fawcett Magna first. A load of big houses down there. It's gorgeous, some of them.
Haven't you heard of the middle class recession?
Oh, cheers, mate. Right. Oh, there.
You're not staying for another, then?
No, I'm picking up Brenda.
I think I will. Then I need to go and see Helen.
I was worried you wouldn't be in.
Well, Shula did invite me for lunch at the stables, but you don't always want to rely on your children for company.
I suppose not.
Besides, I needed sleep.
Oh, no, I've woken you up.
It's all right.
Oh, Mrs. Jill, I'm so sorry.
Really, Nick, dear, it's fine. I hadn't quite dropped off.
I'm so sorry. I didn't think. Oh, you must have so much on your mind at the moment.
Now, tell me, dear, are you feeling settled in the village now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very much so. Thank you.
Good.
Oh, everyone's so friendly. Mia gets a lot from the mother and toddler group, and so do I.
And you don't feel too isolated out at Casa Nueva?
Not since I passed my driving test, no.
Good.
Oh, no, look, it's nearly half past. I better get back to Will and the children.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he wants to cut back some of the covers while there's still a few hours of light left.
The days are getting a bit longer, aren't they?
Yeah. Good thing.
Yes. Thank the children for the biscuits. I liked all the smiley faces.
Oh, they wanted to cheer you up. They were pretty simple, really.
They were lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming, Nick. It's not an easy step to take when... Well...
Oh, you were so kind to me, making me feel welcome in the village. And in fact, you were one of the people who persuaded me to move back in with Will.
Was I?
Yeah. You told me then not to be a stranger, and I never forgot it.
Dad, I saw you from the window.
There's some graffiti on the shop wall at the bottom of your steps there.
I know.
Do you mind if we talk?
Come in.
Thanks.
All right, I'm sorry I disturbed you.
You okay, Brenda?
Stupid woman.
Oh, dear.
She and the poodle are both allergic to cow's milk.
Good grief.
She just wanted rid.
Oh, well, never mind, love.
How about you? Signed up anyone?
Two so far.
Oh, brilliant, Dad.
Yeah, people are sick, though. One bloke said he didn't realise you can get semi-skimmed out of a Guernsey. I mean, I asked. Still signed him up, though.
Oh, good.
Oh, you like the idea of it being on his doorstep before he wakes up? It's like reinventing the wheel, this is.
Yeah, well, delivery's back in a big way for all sorts of things. What about the other one?
Oh, retired couple, very pleasant. Absolutely loved the free pint.
Yeah, I knew that was a good idea.
Yeah, they hadn't tasted milk like it for years, so I played the nostalgia card.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the woman said as a child her family always had a carton of cream on a Friday as a treat, so I sold them one of them as well.
Great. You've done better than me.
Well, we've only just started, haven't we? Now, Netherton Grange. That's very posh.
God, look at the size of that, Dad.
Will you go?
No, you take it. I'll try the cottage next door. Nah.
I'm sorry, Helen, but to my mind, it's wrong to deliberately bring a child into the world with no known father. And it's not anything to do with me being old-fashioned, before you accuse me of that.
Lots of children don't have their dad.
Yes, and there are reasons for that. Widowhood or desertion.
That sounds so Victorian.
But to consciously do it, no, Helen. It's not fair on the child.
Dad, there are millions of single parents doing a brilliant job raising kids alone.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
And my child wouldn't be short of male role models in its life.
Oh, for heaven's sake, can't you even call us men?
I'm sorry. Oh,
you're your mother's daughter, aren't you?
Look, you'll make a brilliant grandfather. And there's Uncle Tom, Ian, Adam. You know, it's a wonderful extended family. They'd all support us.
Oh, they wouldn't have a choice.
And you're not about to reject your first grandchild, are you?
Oh, that's emotional blackmail. Oh, you frighten me sometimes, Helen.
It's how I see my future, Dad. With someone of my own to love who loves me.
We love you.
And Granny and Grandpa loved you, but you still wanted children.
Look, most women get broody from time to time. I think you're just missing Annette.
That's irrelevant. It's about continuity. Feeling a part of myself moving down the generations.
Well, I know that feeling. Of course I do.
Well, then. Just because I'm not married doesn't mean I don't feel it too. Couples don't have the monopoly on procreation.
It's irresponsible.
I'm not irresponsible, Dad. Far from it.
Oh, Helen. You get these fixed ideas in your head.
Well, you're not exactly being flexible. Look, it's not as if I'm about to flit off anywhere. I'm committed to staying in Ambridge.
Oh. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, the farm and everything. Look, it's all part of what I can offer a baby. That stability and community. It takes a village to raise a child, remember?
And a father comes in handy too. Look, I acknowledge the family would swing in behind you. Of course they would. But my objections are not only about the child. It's hard enough bringing up a kid in a couple. But on your own...
I know.
No, you haven't got a clue how tough it is. There were times when John used to scream so much in the night, your mum could cheerfully have thrown him out the window.
Dad.
Luckily, I was there to take over. It's not all apple cheeks and miniature dungarees, you know.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, well, it helps to have the security of a partner. Trust me.
And where is this invisible partner, Dad? Because I can't see him.
Oh, look, I know you've not had a lot of luck with boyfriends in the past.
Huh.
But you're young.
Not biologically speaking, I'm not.
You'll meet someone.
Who? It ain't gonna happen.
Oh, Helen.
No, Dad. And if it did, with my track record with guys, we'd probably split up anyway.
Oh, don't be so negative.
I'm just facing facts. And that would damage a child far more. No, I've given up on guys.
Well, they've none of them been good enough for you.
Greg was. He's the only man I could have considered having a baby with.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, love.
It's okay. Look, you were lucky. It was straightforward for you. You had the sports car, a ton of girlfriends, and then you met Mum and settled down. It all went according to plan.
It'll happen for you too.
No. It's not my path.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And anyway, why let another man hurt me? When I can be proactive and have a child in my life without one.
It all sounds so... I don't know... Mechanical.
I'm a realist. In fact, I positively prefer the idea of doing it alone.
Oh, now you're being silly.
Not at all. This way, it'll be my baby. I shan't have to compromise. I'm looking forward to the challenge.
You wait till you've got a stroppy teenager on your hands. Then you'll know about challenge.
I'd rather rely on myself than be let down again.
Oh, Helen, love. Think back. This pride, this... self-reliance of yours, it's led to problems in the past. No one wants you getting ill again.
Any luck, Dad?
Nah, snooty lot. What about you?
Yep, I signed him up.
What, the cottage?
Lavender Lodge.
Hey.
I like the name, I thought I'd be lucky.
Well, let's get them in the book then.
One of them quibbled about the price, but the other liked the idea of the bottles being used over and over again. That middle-class guilt thing, you know?
Oh, yeah. What do they want delivering, then?
Two Silver Top every other day, a half a litre of yoghurt and a bag of organic spuds, both on Saturday.
Nice one. Name?
Wishart.
Wishart.
Two really nice women.
Oh, aye, aye.
Yeah, you can tell Jazza not to waste his time there.
And what about work?
What about it? I'll carry on. I'll take maternity leave and then rely on childcare.
Oh, you mean your mother and me?
Paid childcare. Ugh, I bet Brenda won't get all this when she and Tom present you with a grandchild.
Well, there'd be two of them to share the load.
Single people manage. They have to. There's help out there, Dad. I won't be relying on you and Mum.
Oh, you say that now.
But the shop and the farm are OK, aren't they? We're weathering the recession. I'll be on a sound financial footing.
You've got an answer for everything.
I don't like leaving things to chance.
Except there is one question down the line you'll not be able to answer. Who's my daddy?
It can go looking for him when it's 18.
It? It has the right to know his or her family story, their heritage, their genes, their identity. You know, I'd almost rather you found a father or, I don't know, through a dating agency than this arrangement.
Well, single girl seeks sperm. What's the difference?
The difference is your child would be able to put a face to the name.
You're painting such a negative picture, Dad. A baby's about new life and joy and love. I have so much love to give. And I want someone who'll rely on me, who won't leave me.
Well, there's no guarantee of that.
I know I can do this, and do it well.
I can see how much you want to.
Good.
Oh, Helen, why not wait a year? See how you feel then. You never know, you might meet the right man. You're still depressed over Leon.
Stuff Leon? I want to be a mother. And as far as I can see, there's no good reason to wait.
I think that little one's going to survive.
Great.
Thanks to you.
Well, I did my best.
Well, fooling the foster mum's not all that easy, but it seems to work.
Result, then?
You can go and have a look at them yourself. That is, if you're going to be around.
Yeah.
So, you're not going out with Jude?
Not with Granny Heather coming, of course not.
Oh, I'm relieved to hear it.
I vacked her room, by the way.
Oh, good girl. I'll go and pick her up when Eddie takes over in the shed.
Dad?
Yep.
I'd quite like Jude to come to the funeral tomorrow.
Pip, no way. No, no, no.
We could sit together at the back.
Love, you're the eldest grandchild. I've worked out the seating plan anyway, and you're not sitting at the back. You're next to me at the front.
I only asked.
Grandad didn't even know Jude.
Okay.
You know, tomorrow is for people who want to celebrate his life. Your new boyfriend doesn't qualify. You'll have Izzy there to hold your hand.
I know. Oh.
I wonder if that's Heather. Hello, Brookfield.
David, it's Nigel.
Oh, hi. Is everything all right?
Well, Liz is upset about something, actually, to do with tomorrow.
Oh, dear.
She wants a second opinion from one of the family. You see, there's a printing error on the order of service sheet.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm absolutely furious with the printers. Only Schuler's working and Kenton's not getting back to us. I know it sounds silly, but Lizzie doesn't want the responsibility of taking a decision about it on her own.
No, I understand. Hold on, Nigel. Pip?
Hmm?
Could you cover in the lambing shed till Eddie comes? It's only for half an hour.
Oh, I suppose so.
Elizabeth needs me. It should be quiet, and Mum's just across the yard.
Yeah, go on then.
Thanks. I'll be right over, Nigel.
Okay, David.
Car keys.
Oh, here.
Oh, thanks. Right, it makes sense for me to go straight from Lower Loxley to the station, really.
Okay, well, I'll tell Mum.
If you have any problems, ring me and I'll come straight back. Here, Star.
Bye.
Bye.
Jude, sorry, it's friends and family only tomorrow.
See, the H is missing.
Where? The Lord's my shepherd. Let's stand here.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not obvious, though.
It is once you've noticed it.
I mean, if it was the first H in shepherd, you know, shepherd. I mean, it's not like it's Dad's name or anything.
That's what I said.
Well, I could live with it, Elizabeth.
The thing is, Mum will be keeping this as a memento, won't she?
Well, that's true.
No, it's got to be perfect.
OK.
So you agree?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I got you over here to help me make a decision.
All right, let's change it.
Right.
Good. The annoying thing is I picked them up from the printers at 10 o'clock this morning.
What, you've known about this all day?
Well, no, we only found out when we took them out of the box.
Yes, just before we rang you.
Great.
Well, I've had loads to do today, David.
Yeah, we all have. Should have checked them straight away.
Well, obviously.
Well, what are we going to do then? It's gone 4:30.
Well, I'll go to the printers first thing. They'll have to redo them all.
The service is at 2:00, remember?
Yeah, you just said you thought we should change it.
Only if they can do it in time. Otherwise, we'll have to let it go. Nigel's got to be at the church early to steward, and you'll have the children to get ready.
No, they're not coming.
What?
Only me.
Oh, Kenton, we've been trying to get hold of you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got your messages. I was brainstorming with Jim about the bar.
Have you heard this?
What?
Freddie and Lily aren't coming to Dad's funeral.
Oh, well, that's a pity.
Well, Haley's looking after them.
Oh.
When was all this decided?
Well, does it matter?
Well, yes, it does, actually. The family should be all together tomorrow. It's really, really important. It's what Dad would have wanted.
Yeah, Dave.
Oh,
I'm not putting them through it. I didn't with Julia and I won't with Dad.
You're robbing them of the chance to grieve.
We'll take them to the grave at the weekend.
Ben and Josh are coming and Daniel and Pip. They'll all be there.
Well, Meriel won't.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
Oh, thanks, Elizabeth.
Sorry.
She's on the other side of the world.
Dave.
This is really going to mess up my seating plan.
Wait, you'll have to rearrange it, won't you?
No, you don't understand. I put a lot of thought into this. There's an etiquette to these things, you know? There's a rightness.
That's pathetic.
Lizzie, please. Look, David, we're grateful. Really, we are.
I can't think Shula will be too happy about
don't
it.
Don't you dare.
Hey, look, that is enough now.
Yeah, well,
no,
he's
come
trying
on, no,
to make me
enough.
Feel guilty and I won't have it.
Please, can we all just calm down? Dad wouldn't want you two at each other's throats.
That's true. Yes.
And the funeral is going to be hard enough without you falling out over this.
I just think it's wrong.
I don't.
Yeah, okay. You've made your point. And I know that you're coming from a good place about this, Dave. You want us all together. But these two need to do what they feel is right for the twins.
Mum's okay with it.
Is she?
Yeah.
Could have said before.
Hey, you're not responsible for everything, little brother.
Feels like it sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
I expect St. Stephen's will be packed out.
Yes.
The notice in the Echo should attract a lot of Phil's old friends and colleagues from right across the county. Lewis knows an old chap who was on the magistrate's bench with him. Oh, he'll be there.
That's good.
Yeah, he had so many strands to his life, didn't he?
Good old Phil.
Oh, 4 of his old NFU chums are coming. You know, the ones who were at his 80th do last year.
That's nice, isn't it, Lizzie?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, and one of them's in a wheelchair. I meant to say, Nigel, sorry.
It's okay. We'll look out for him. I'm a bit concerned about the parking, actually. We'll need to ensure there's a big enough space outside Glebe for when the hearse pulls up.
Tell you what, I'll put some cones out tonight. I've got some in the shed.
Oh, good idea, David. Thanks.
Well, got to go and pick up Heather now.
David, I'm...
It's okay. Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Outside Glebe Cottage, yeah?
1:40 at the latest.
Sure. Bye.
See you, Dave.
Bye.
Oh, wish I hadn't volunteered to read in church. Not sure I'll get through it.
No, you'll rise to the occasion, Elizabeth. I know you will. Won't you, Nigel?
I'd better go and bring the printers.
No, darling, you stay here. I'll deal with it.
Now,
Anything else to wash up?
No, Grandma.
Thanks for doing it, Heather. You should have used the dishwasher.
Oh, I like doing it by hand. So, how's the lambing going?
Pretty well, really. Nice lot of twins.
Mm-hmm.
Expect you'll make a pretty good team, you and your dad.
Not too bad, are we, Pip? Plus, we've got Josh helping this year.
Oh,
and charging me for his time.
Oh, he's a cheeky one.
Only before Grandad died.
Yeah, to be fair, it was.
How do you manage tomorrow afternoon?
Oh, Eddie's covering. He started a job at the Borchester Stock Market, but he's swapping a day with another guy there.
Oh, that's kind.
Yeah, it's been fantastic.
It's a pity he'll miss the funeral. He knew Grandad all his life.
Yeah, I know, but he said he'd be doing it for Dad as well as us. You know? Actually, talking of Eddie, better go and take over. I can't expect him to do the late shift tonight, as well as most of tomorrow.
Would you like me to bring you out another cup of tea?
Oh, that would be great, Heather. Thank you.
I'll take one through to Ruth as well.
Okay.
How did you do that?
What?
Text on your phone that quickly.
Just do.
It's your boyfriend, is it?
What?
Oh, your mum told me you had a new young man.
Oh, did she?
Have you known him long? Was he at school with you?
No, we met at college.
It's all right. I'm not prying, Pet.
He's called Jude.
Oh, that's unusual.
I wanted him to come to the funeral, but Dad said no. Jude's okay about it, though.
Good.
He said he never expected to come, but he's going to phone me afterwards, see how I am.
He sounds a very caring young man.
He is. I don't know how I'd have handled Grandad's death without him.
Heather?
No, bro, it's me.
Kenton, this is late.
Oh, you're still up?
Yeah, well, I'm working, aren't I? Heather's been bringing me cups of tea on the hour every hour.
Ah, well, I can do better than that.
What you got there?
Half bottle of malt.
Whoa.
Yeah. I thought you and me could toast the old man before tomorrow's storm and drang.
Yeah. Take a bail.
All right. Oh, I'll hold the bottle then.
Okay.
Ta-da!
Two glasses, I don't believe it.
Yeah, well, open it then.
All right.
Yes. I thought this was an appropriate place for a toast. The lambing shed.
Psh, you're joking. Dad only really tolerated the sheep.
Yeah, well, but he spent enough of his life in here, getting away from us lot.
Not me. I was usually in here helping him.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
All right. Well, to Dad, eh?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, he always preferred pigs, don't you remember?
Huh?
If ever he had a problem, straight over to the orchard to talk to Molly. Poured his heart out to that sow.
Mm. Yeah, well, at least it wasn't another woman.
You know, I can see him chasing a pig out of the kitchen once when we were kids. Ruddy great big thing it was. Elizabeth screamed the place down.
Yeah, well, I can't have been there.
Oh, I'm sure you were.
No, I must have already left home.
Mm. You know, he loved every inch of this place. It was his one wish that Ruth and I should carry it forward as a mixed family farm. And I hope we never have to let him down.
Well, at least you had that in common.
My head is so full of memories working alongside him. In all weathers too. Getting through a difficult calving together. Unloading cattle at the market. Fretting about getting the harvest in. Trying to anticipate the judging at Stoneleigh.
Well, yeah, farming was his whole life.
Yep. Oh, I'm so glad he got to the last royal show this summer. He was in heaven, parked by the Herefords, under his umbrella.
Yep, for the sun, not the rain.
Correct. Telling anyone who'd listen all about them. He was thrilled we chose his old breed when we went back into beef.
Well, he was dead proud of you, Dave.
I had big shoes to fill.
Well, you were the chip off the old block.
I guess.
That's a good thing, because the farming gene passed me by completely.
Well, you've either got a feeling for the land or you haven't.
Mm.
I'm glad Pip has. Hey, yours was to the sea anyway. Like great uncle Frank, he went off to New Zealand.
Yeah, but he still farmed once he was over there, didn't he?
Yeah.
I was definitely the black sheep in Dad's eyes. And he didn't rate sheep, remember?
Hey,
Come on, Kenton.
Yeah. Well, here's to tomorrow, Dave.
It's going to be a difficult day.
Yeah, I know. Well, let's hope it brings us all some peace, eh?
David should be here by now for his shower.
It's only just 12:30. It's a good idea us having brunch this morning.
Well, Jolene's planning an enormous tea after the service. We've warned her to expect a big crowd.
Going to be tough for Jill this afternoon.
And David. He's got to trust Alistair and Nigel with his seat and plan in church. He's become so obsessed with who's sitting where.
I expect it helps him avoid facing his feelings too much.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a lovely idea of his, though. Phil's 4 children walking behind the coffin from the cottage with Jill and his sister. Ah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Ah, here we are.
Oh, nice and warm in here. Eddie's taken over now.
Good.
Rest of the Grundys are all coming to the service. Oh, is that my shirt, Heather?
Nearly done.
Oh, thanks.
I can't do my tyre.
Oh, give us a minute, pet.
Josh says he's sitting next to Jamie in the church.
What? He jolly well isn't.
David.
Josh! Josh!
Oh, dear.
Is Daddy all right?
He will be once he's in the church.
It's a big day for him, Ben.
Ah, there we are.
We thought we might as well come in.
Good.
You okay, Auntie Chris?
Oh, I will be once it's over, Kenton.
I know what you mean.
Where's Mum?
Upstairs. She can't decide between her green and her mauve scarf.
Yeah, I was getting twitchy waiting outside, you know.
Oh, try and relax, Kenton.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, this cascade orchid's beautiful.
Yes, the Tregorans left it on the doorstep with a note 30 minutes ago.
Oh. Oh, I do hope they can stay afterwards.
Me too. I don't suppose it was worth Daniel going all the way to Felbersham just for a morning at school.
No. Anyway, we had Bunty and Reg for lunch.
Oh. The scarf looks pretty, Jill.
I wanted a splash of brightness against the black.
It's just right, Mum.
Thank you, darling. Is the lipstick too much?
No.
Feel like this one.
Makeup helps you face the world.
That's Lillian's philosophy anyway.
Oh, it is too much.
No, no, Mum, you look just right. David and Elizabeth are waiting outside with Alan.
Yes, I saw them upstairs.
The others have gone on to St. Stephen's.
Oh, here's the hearse. Look.
Where? Come on, Mum.
Thank you, Alistair. You go on.
Oh, David.
Come here, Elizabeth.
There'll be 6 families.
Right.
Oh, Dad.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Oh, look at the flowers.
Mm. The ones from the grandchildren, look. Grandpa.
Oh, here come the others.
All right, David. Elizabeth.
Alan.
I've spoken to the bearers. They're clear what's happening.
Thank you, Alan.
Mum.
It's all right, Elizabeth, darling.
How are you, Mum?
I'm fine, David, dear.
Jill.
Hello, Alan.
Shula.
Hello.
Kenton. Alan. Hello, Chris.
Hello. The flowers are...
Yes, they're breathtaking, aren't they?
It's beautiful.
Alistair says the congregation are all seated.
Oh.
So are we ready for the coffin to go forward to the church?
Mum?
Yes. Let's go.
I'll tell them.
Thank you, Alan.
We're ready to go now, then.
Can I have your arm, Kenton?
Of course, Mum.
Phil was my big brother, the last of the family.
We're all your family, Auntie Chris. Come on, you take my arm.
Oh, thank you.
You lean on me, Elizabeth.
Thank you, David.
I am the resurrection and the life, saith the Lord. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Please be seated. Good afternoon to you all, and a very warm welcome to this service to commemorate and celebrate the life of Philip Walter Archer, Phil. Jill and the family have asked me to thank you all for coming, and to say that they will be pleased to see everyone who can stay at the Bull in the centre of the village afterwards. Could we stand, please, and sing the hymn, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. Hereabouts, just like his father, Dan, and Dan's father before him, and now his son, David. Phil's vertical roots were fixed deep in Ambridge, but so too was he woven horizontally into the fabric of village life. He was a man at the very heart of things, his family, the church, the wider community, and the land. And not one you should regard just as a pillar of the community. I saw him rather as a village elder, keeping a quiet, experienced eye on things, ready to give advice when asked, but never imposing it. A man of impeccable judgment, but never judgmental. A good friend. And he lived a good life, a full life. He was a keen musician. Most of you know he was our organist here at St. Stephen's, but he'd served in many other ways. As an NFU representative, a justice of the peace, a scout leader, and cricket umpire. And he was a keen amateur filmmaker too. In fact, he filmed a certain young lady on his cine camera at the church fete in 1957. She'd caught his attention, you see. And they were married for 52 years. But latterly in his life, Phil looked further afield and began to observe the night sky. He said to me once, though, that the mysteries of the heavens were as nothing to the miracle of a calf being born and seeking out milk from its mother for the first time. We give thanks to God for the life of Philip Walter Archer, born on St. George's Day. Like the pole star, he was a fixed point in so many of our lives. Elizabeth, would you?
He has achieved success, who has lived well, laughed often, and loved much. Who has gained the respect of intelligent people, and the love of little children, who has filled his niche and accomplished his task, who has left the world better than he found it, who has looked for the best in others and given the best he had, whose life was an inspiration, whose memory is a benediction.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Could we now all stand and sing The Lord's My Shepherd?
The Lord's my shepherd.
Alan's words summed up exactly what I felt about Phil.
Yes. How lovely to see Peter here, Chris.
I know.
Look, will you excuse me?
All right, Jill.
Yes, I'm just,
I thought Phil might have chosen Jerusalem.
Oh, no, he much preferred I vow to thee my country.
Oh, well, yes. Except that set me off crying.
Walter after that. Oh, that's such a great story. Yeah. And I don't believe a word of it.
No. Oh, it's good to laugh, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Right, well, I'm off to find something stronger than tea. Yeah. You coming?
No. I want to catch up with Tim Beecham.
Oh, I'll come with you, Sheila.
Oh, okay.
Ruth, where have you been?
Chatting with Cathy and Jim.
All right.
I saw Jill slip out just now. I hope she's all right.
Oh, she's probably gone for some air. Such a crush in here. Dad had so many friends.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I thought the kids behaved well, didn't they?
Yeah, I was proud of them. Though Pip was very upset.
I wish she'd get off the phone to Jude. She should be circulating. He's using her grief to get close to her, Ruth.
Oh, please, David, not here. He's just giving her moral support. I'd be more concerned if he didn't give a damn. Look, I think I'm going to find Jill. See if she's okay.
Oh, okay.
Jill?
Oh.
Am I disturbing you?
No, Ruth. Everyone's been so kind, I feel like a celebrity. But for all the wrong reasons.
I guessed you'd come back to the churchyard.
I suddenly felt unbearably sad at the thought of Phil, on his own, over here, with us all together in the warmth of the pub. I wanted to tell him to come and join us. Silly.
No.
There are still snowdrops out all round the churchyard.
And crocuses too.
Earth to earth. The committal so final. Like a full stop. Even though I believe there's life to come.
He'll always be remembered with love, Jill. That's the best epitaph anyone could want.
Thank you, Ruth. But this is where it really begins.
What?
Life without him.
Have you seen this bench, Vicar?
Oh, yes, Joe. More graffiti.
Oh, some blooming disgrace. If I'd scribbled on there, I'd have felt my father's belt. You've been to the shop?
Yeah.
What you got?
Oh, a pack of sausages and a soft white sliced. I'm frying them for supper later on my trusty gas stove.
Oh, he loves a good sausage.
I'll be moving the tent to the churchyard tonight, Joe.
What, is Philip Archer not cold in his grave?
Not the graveyard. I'm pitching it on the grass by the lich gate.
Well, even so. You know, very nice service yesterday, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I hope I get as good a send-off.
You've got as many friends as Phil had, I'm sure.
Yeah. Saw one or two of the old boys off the cattle market come to pay their respects. Oh. I expect it was quiet there yesterday.
Mm. I'm very pleased Eddie's found that job, by the way. It's time his luck turned.
Oh, he loves it. Oh. He comes home with all the farming gossip just like in the old days.
Great.
You don't want to sleep in that lonely old churchyard. Come to Keeper's Cottage instead. Oh. We can squeeze you in on the front patch if we move Eddie's digger.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll build you a proper little fire and a brazier. Cook your bangers on. How's that?
And are you going to charge me rent?
Oh, no charge.
I should think not.
Oh, there's some things more important than cash. One or two when he wrote it. In the spirit of friendship, what do you say?
Well, if you put it like that, I'd be delighted. Only for tonight, though. I'll raise more money in the churchyard, especially from folks going past en route to the bull.
Oh, come on, Jack, dear. Please eat something.
Oh.
You usually like soup.
Carb, car.
Go, go.
At least eat up the sandwich.
Sandwich.
All the others ate their lunch. It's ham. Lovely ham. Oh.
Good afternoon.
Oh, Ted. Hello.
I saw you from the corridor. What's this? Won't Jack eat his lunch?
We've been sitting here half an hour.
Oh, dear.
The soup's too cold now anyway.
Valerie.
But if he doesn't eat the sandwich, he'll have had nothing for lunch at all.
Well, Violet used to do this.
Did she?
Yes, then come 4 o'clock, she'd be ravenous.
Oh, dear.
She'd sometimes snaffle a whole packet of biscuits.
Oh, that's not very good.
No, but I found a way around it.
You should be taking it easy today, Mum.
This is the last cupboard. It's ages since I had a good clear out. What's the use-by date on this treacle, dear? I haven't got my glasses on.
November 09.
Oh, throw it away.
Are you sure?
Yes, it's a bit rusty.
God, I feel punch drunk with exhaustion after yesterday. Heaven knows how you must feel.
Well, very heavy in my body. But I need to be doing something. And I'm not ready to face your father's wardrobe yet. Oh, I forgot I've got these lentils. I'll make a soup. There! I can clean it now.
Mum.
Hmm?
Was Dad... Was he proud of me, do you think?
What?
Or was I just like this big disappointment?
Kenton?
Well...
Look here, why this?
Well, we didn't have anything in common. Not like Dave or the girls.
Darling, your father loved you all. Deeply. And he valued each of you in your individual ways. He respected your choices, Kenton. You ploughed your own furrow. It's true the others chose to stay here, and David always seemed destined to take over the farm. We could see that from even when he was tiny. And I know the others all married...
Yeah, for love.
...and settled down close by.
Yeah, whereas I made a marriage of convenience to get my Australian citizenship. And Australia is hardly close by.
But you grew to love Mel.
Yeah.
And you love Muriel.
Yes. But was he proud of me?
Listen. When we went on our golden wedding trip...
Hmm.
Well... This was an enormous adventure for us, for Phil especially. To him, the Isle of Wight was a brawl. He'd always been tied to the farm.
Yeah, of course.
But when we flew into Hong Kong and saw that stunning skyline, well, it took our breath away.
Hell, it's pretty spectacular when you sail into it, too.
Your father turned to me. He was by the window. I remember his words exactly. I can see why Kenton wanted to explore the world.
Really?
He was so excited. Think about it. He'd lived in a small village all his life, then suddenly it was Hong Kong, New Zealand, the Cook Islands and San Francisco. It was beyond his imagination. And everywhere we went, and I mean everywhere, he'd tell whoever would listen, my son lived here or visited here or sailed here. He was so proud.
Was he?
You were a pioneer to him. And when he looked up at the stars and saw the Southern Cross for the first time, he was thrilled.
I wish I'd been there with him.
He said the same thing.
We lost so many years.
But you opened up his horizons. You paved the way. He had a glimpse into your world, its romance, its unpredictability, its excitement.
Hey, Mum, I'm getting itchy feet here.
Shula, David and Elizabeth, none of them could have given him that.
I guess not.
And after all, one of the main reasons for going was to see Muriel.
Yeah.
So that trip was the gift you gave your father. Albeit late in his life, but it was a gift worth waiting for. It changed him. He went from being a big fish in a small pond to a citizen of the world.
Yeah.
Kenton, you were the outsider for so long,
But you chose to come home in the end, didn't you?
Yeah, I suppose I did.
And that meant everything to your father.
Thank you so much, Ted.
No, I'm only glad I could help.
That's a very useful ploy. I'll remember it.
Well, as I said, whenever I act as if to take Violet's food off her plate to eat it myself, she immediately becomes very possessive over it.
Well, Jack certainly tucked in rather than let me have his sandwich.
It's like with a child. It seems mean in a way.
Well, it's mean to a good end, though.
Indeed. They need to eat.
Yes. I confess I was on a bit of a short fuse earlier, which didn't help. I buried my brother-in-law yesterday.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Was he a good age?
81.
Ah.
It was a beautiful service. We had the organist from Felpersham Cathedral.
Really? And did Jack go?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a pity. His own brother?
Oh, dear, no. Phil was my first husband's brother.
Oh, I hadn't realised you'd been married before.
We had the village pub for over 20 years. He was a Jack as well.
Ah.
He died in 1972 he'd drunk all his life.
Ah, I see. And your brother-in-law?
Oh, he died quietly at home.
Oh, that's a blessing.
Yes. Even so, it came out of the blue. We'd been out for the day, his sister, his wife and I, when we came home and found him in his chair.
Don't. Oh, coming.
I think Jack wants to be somewhere else.
Yes.
I'll maybe take him round the garden for some fresh air.
And I'd better see if Violet's finished her nap. It was so nice to see you again, Peggy.
Well, these sausages look nearly done.
Oh, no. I'd like some black on the outside.
Oh, dear, now.
Yeah. There's Kenton Archer, look.
Boy, what's that smell?
It's our supper.
I missed the moment when my supper became our supper, Joe.
Oh, sausages.
Yes, but these are not any sausages. These are Tom Archer organic sausages.
Oh, stop. Hey, what a great little fire.
Yeah.
You two look like a couple of union reps on strike.
Oh, put the rest of the pack in the pan, Vicar.
Oh, what the heck.
Well, charity begins at home, doesn't it? Don't you stand there like a spare pole on May Day, Kenton Archer. Pull up that garden chair.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, you sure that you can spare them, Alan?
Oh, yes. Though it's 8 between 3 of us now.
Oh, well, this is perfect. Kathy's working late at the golf club, you see.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and Jamie's out bowling with Josh. Josh is spending some of the cash he's made helping David in the lambing shed.
Showing a feeling for the farm, is he, young Josh?
Well, only when he's paid. He and Jamie are saving up to see Villa play.
Oh, yes, back of the net. Usha's working late, too.
All right, well, you must miss her during the night.
Oh,
well, yes, I do. I can definitely confirm abstinence has made our hearts grow fonder.
Oh, isn't that sweet, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
So how's the family today, Kenton?
Oh, well, Mum's launched headlong into a cleaning frenzy.
Yes, right.
Yeah, and I haven't spoken to the others. We're all still recovering from the funeral.
Mm.
Thanks for all that you did, Alan. I mean, the way that you were with Mum, that was terrific.
Well, it was hard for me, too. Phil was a real friend.
And a gent.
Hey, why isn't Clary fixing you something indoors, Joe?
She and Eddie are there out tonight, no.
Oh, are they now?
All right, so you've had to fend for yourself. Oh, lucky Alan was here.
Well, I'm an old man, you know.
That explains the invitation.
No.
Eh? What's this?
Lunchtime today, when Joe realised I was frying tonight, he coincidentally invited me to camp here.
Yeah, no, that's very cynical. It was out of the goodness of me heart.
Well, seeing as you're in such a generous mood, you can pay for your supper.
Pay? Well, it's me done you the favour.
By making a contribution to my refugee charity.
Okay, no worries.
Correct response, Kenton.
Here you go, mate. That's a fiver, all right?
Oh, splendid. Joe?
Yo.
Well, it'd be a shame for you to watch me and Kenton demolish all these lovely succulent sausages between us.
Yeah, all right. Only my coins are in a baccy tin in the cottage.
Well, it's time for you to go and fetch it. I mean, after all, you like yours well done. No money, no grub.
Yeah, you drive a hard bargain for a Christian man.
Oh, and bring us out some brown sauce while you're there.
Bye, Neville.
I'm sorry you've been worried about your future here, Susan. Reduced hours and everything.
Oh, if there is a future here.
We're all doing our best to make it viable.
If you want the truth, Pat, I feel thoroughly messed around.
Yes, I know.
So much so that, well, I'm considering my future on the committee.
Oh, no, wait. Just hear me out a minute. The thing is, I need help in the dairy. Would you consider coming to work at Bridge Farm?
What?
Part-time.
Well...
The plan was for Helen to cover Colin's shifts, but the realities turned out rather different.
It's not something I know anything about.
Oh, you'd pick it up really quickly, Susan. Clary'd take you under her wing.
Why?
Well, it's a real stretch, covering the order.
No. Why me?
Because you're reliable, Susan. I wouldn't ask just anyone.
And what hours are we talking about?
Well, we can work those out to fit in with your roles here when things are clearer.
Oh, hi, Pat. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Kirsty.
Morning.
So?
I'll have a think.
Good.
Oh, do you mind if I answer that, Kirsty?
No, I'm in no hurry. It's my day off.
Okay, won't be a tick.
So why are you spending your day off here?
Well, I want to see if I can spot a bittern on Artwright Lake. And then I thought I'd take a walk around the country park.
Oh, that sounds nice. With your friend?
No, not this time.
Well, when you've finished, drop by for lunch if you like.
Oh, thanks, Pat.
Yeah, we've got the guys coming to plant the willows round the pools today.
Oh, that's exciting. This is the same team who dug them?
Yeah, Kelvin, Lloyd, Gethin, I can't remember the others. But there's five of them, so I'm making a ton of food.
Mm, great.
In you go.
Come on.
Thanks for taking delivery. I know Tom's at the unit today.
Ah, he'll be pleased with them. They look good.
Well, they're nicely up to weight.
I'm hanging round for the team anyway.
Right, that's it. That's the last one in.
Ah, thanks. We asked if we could help them with the planting.
Oh, it's going to be a big job.
Yeah, exactly. They said nope.
Why?
Well, Kelvin was diplomatic, but I gather they work quicker on their own.
Oh, well, it'll save your back, won't it?
Yeah. Oh, and I meant to say, Neil,
hmm?
I thought the ringing was beautiful on Tuesday for the funeral.
Oh, thanks, Tony.
No, I mean it. Was it your idea, the half-muffled bells?
Yeah. Well, I owe Mr. Archer my livelihood, really. He taught me that much about big husbandry.
Oh, you'll leave an enormous void in all our lives, Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
Hey, do you remember that boar you had up at Hollow Tree? Playboy, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Playboy One. He was my pride and joy. That is, till I married Susan.
Oh, I won't tell her you said that.
Only joking. It's our anniversary today.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, I've got Tom's birthday card in the van. I always remember it being the same day. I'll buy him a drink sometime, but not tonight, obviously.
Joe and Kenton were in the pub last night, sheltering from the rain.
Oh, yeah, didn't half come down.
Yeah. They've been sitting round a fire with Alan outdoors.
Oh!
But they left him to bed down for the night in his tent.
Well, I shouldn't fancy that.
No, nor me. He's moving it to the churchyard this morning. Oh, this must be one of the team. Come on his bike. But...
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll pull forward and you can put the fence back.
Oh, yeah. We don't want this lot getting out.
Anything else I can do to help, Pat?
Well, if you wouldn't mind cutting the bread for me.
Yeah, sure.
I need to keep stirring this. Don't want the bottom to catch.
Just one of these loaves.
For starters, please.
Mmm, that smells gorgeous.
Veggie stew with herb dumplings.
Ooh, dumplings. Mm.
I hope it's enough.
Are you kidding?
Variety.
Well, you've got all this cheese.
Yes, but Gethin's vegan. He'd brought a rather sad peanut butter sandwich along for lunch.
Oh.
His face lit up when I said I was doing something hot.
Nice name, Gethin.
Yeah, he's from North Wales.
As opposed to South.
Hey, it's a big distinction back home, believe me. He's cute.
Yeah?
He cycled all the way from Westerbridge.
Ooh, very eco, then.
He was telling me about willows. The tree of enchantment, he called it.
Mm.
I'll take this off the heat and let it sit.
These slices are going a bit wonky at the end of the loaf.
Oh, don't worry. I'll put the bowls out.
I never asked if you spotted a bittern.
Ah, no, no luck.
Oh, now we'll be eight.
Poor such a wildlife trust has applied for short lease on the lake.
I'm ahead of you there, Kirsty. I heard through Jennifer that the BL board have agreed to quite a long lease.
Really?
10 or maybe 15 years.
Oh, great. Well, they can get some decent conservation work done in that time. Actually, I'd like to get involved.
Yeah, it saves BL the bother of managing it. Even though they probably won't charge much rent.
Oh, good green PR for them as well, I suppose.
Well, it's only ever window dressing for them.
Ah, that's done.
You're wonderful. Well, you can sit down now and be a guest.
Oh, right. Oh, this might be them.
Hiya.
Hi, Nav.
Hello, Kirsty. Pat said you were coming.
Hi.
They'll be in a minute.
Well, we're all ready.
They're going to stop for half an hour.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, and they'll be done by 4:30.
Wow, that's fast.
Yeah, I know, considering the area.
How can they do it that quick?
Well, they place a bag of sets, they call them. Bag of them along the swales every few metres, and then beetle along, pushing them into the ground. Yeah, it's quite something to watch. Oh, I need to wash my hands.
I would have loved to have helped them.
Yeah, I know.
I wanted to feel I'd played a part creating our own little wildlife site here.
Did you know, Kirsty, they brought 38 varieties of willow with them today?
You're joking.
I mean, it's amazing, isn't it?
Now you can coppice them for making artist charcoal burning, or basket making, of course.
Oh, I'd love to learn how to work with willow.
Yeah, me too.
Well, Gethin's your man. You know, he talks to the willow while he's planting it to explain what he wants it to do.
One to watch, then.
No, he's all right.
Well, if it helps him work in harmony with nature, why not?
Well, I wouldn't be fooled by him. Under that laid-back exterior lies a pretty dynamic character. He makes yurts to sell, and he's offered to run a basket-making workshop in the barn if we want.
Well, maybe when they come and coppice the willow.
A job offer? Out of the blue like that? I was speechless.
Now that I can't believe. Oh, please, please let me have a pasty, Susan.
No, you'll spoil your appetite for tonight.
Oh.
Well?
Yes, yes, it's very good news.
But it means, potentially, I could be fully employed in a patchwork sort of way, including any errors I end up with here.
Yeah, remember though, love, you're still within your rights to get redundancy and make an unfair dismissal claim.
No, I know, but... For the first time in ages, Neil, I feel like I'm holding a decent hand of cards.
Yeah, I'm pleased for you.
I reckon Pat feels she needs to make it up to me, you know, after the way I've been treated. And it'd be great to work with Clary in the dairy.
Oh, I know why. So you can spend all the time nattering.
Oh, and I've never heard you talking to the wieners.
Oh. You'd never guess these shoots went 18 inches deep, with only these few inches showing.
No, careful not to tread on any.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it was good of Kelvin to relent and let me plant a few.
Oh, well, you were so pushy over lunch.
I don't care. I always know now that I helped plant this end of this swale.
Whatever makes you happy.
It does.
Kelvin's a real evangelist for this wet system.
They all are. It gives me so much hope for the next generation.
I shouldn't want to be young again, knowing what they're facing.
Oh, come on. Just think about these banks covered in willow and all the summers ahead, when this will be a wonderful green oasis buzzing with wildlife.
Yeah, we went for the right thing in the end, didn't we?
Our grandchildren can learn about nature here firsthand. They'll see dragonflies, frogs, maybe even kingfishers.
You know, I still don't get it, Pat.
What?
Oh, this sudden urge of Helen's for a baby.
It's a pretty basic urge.
On her own. Why the compulsion? Such a hard route to choose.
I know.
And how will Mum react? I know it's childish needing her approval, but I dread telling her.
Frankly, she's had so much on her plate with Jack. I think she'll take it in a stride. Anyway, it'll be Helen's news, not ours.
Well, I feel responsible.
In what way?
This will sound very un-PC, but... Well, she's my little girl, and I want to protect her in case she doesn't cope.
Oh, love. Look, Helen has always been so independent.
hormones are powerful things, and well, she obviously feels her body's ready for a baby.
Well, that doesn't mean she has to go ahead and have one.
No, but she's choosing to go with it. All we can do is get behind her. And I can't wait to be a grandparent.
Oh, let's have my other bargee.
Mm. Here. Mm. It's lovely, isn't it?
Mm. Mm. This is a great way to celebrate. Mm. Nice present from Christopher, this champagne.
Oh, it was sweet of him to make himself scarce. We owed ourselves a takeaway.
Huh?
After last year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we never got that one on our 25th, did we, huh?
No, we only had a fantastic party and 2 days in London. It was rubbish, really.
God, that was so funny. Us both pretending to settle for a takeaway on our silver anniversary as well.
Me panicking how I was going to get you upstairs in the bull for the party.
Yeah, I never thought I'd get you to London. All that rigmarole with Mike calling me to go and fetch him from Borchester in the rush hour as well.
Well, he needed to stop you picking me up and driving me straight down the motorway.
God, I was angry with him for holding me up. And then he dragged me upstairs on the pretext of moving Fallon speakers.
Oh, but your face when you walked in, what a picture.
Well, I never suspected a thing.
Mm. And that's why you're perfect husband material, Neil Carter. Mm.
Now then.
And you have been for 26 years.
Safe choice.
Right choice. You know, I think I'm going to take up Pat's offer of working in the dairy.
Yeah?
It'd be useful to learn a new skill at my age.
Yeah, that's true, love.
Besides, who knows what's going to happen with the community shop?
Nicky! Wait!
Oh, Linda, sorry, I didn't know you were behind me.
Oh, let me walk with you. Something you're going to lick.
Well, I'm on my way to Grange Farm and I was going to get the car out, but then I thought, no, Vicky, you need the exercise.
Scruff here keeps me fit. And cycling, of course.
Oh, don't talk to me about cycling. I was nearly knocked down by some idiot in Borchester yesterday, riding his bike on the pavement.
Oh, dear, well, I don't condone that.
Mike and I are interviewing two candidates for the new milk rounds at 10:30, Harry and Veronica.
Oh.
With Ed. I feel obliged to take a shufti at them with my interest in the business.
Of course.
I think of myself as the human resources arm of the operation. I've got a very good emotional antennae.
Oh, me too. How's their drive for new customers going?
Oh, they've had some success, but Mike says it's going to be a long slog. My poor old silver top, night after night on the knock. All he's fit for is putting his feet up when he gets in.
Well, there's no gain without pain. Keep in, Scruff.
Oh, I'll be glad when it's all up and running so I can have him to myself again.
Oh, no. Not more.
What?
Look, here, on the exchange box.
Oh.
It's that blasted tag again. It's so poorly executed as well.
Oh, I agree.
The latest is they've defaced one of the garages in Manor Court. Oh, really? We've got to do something.
Well, I'm behind you, Linda. I thought moving to the countryside, I'd left all this behind.
I don't like cold calling when it gets too late.
Well, I have had some notice we're coming.
Even so, most of the oldies won't even open the door after dark.
Oh, no, it's a shame. They're the ones who'd benefit the most having their point delivered.
If they can afford us. Slow going, isn't it?
Yeah, but it ain't putting our Brenda off, even though she's had the door slammed in her face more than once. No, she's still trying to think of new ways to help us. Oh,
good on her.
Right, that's the last crate emptied.
Look who I found at the gate.
Oh, Vicky, love. I didn't know you was coming down.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And you must be...
I'm Harry. Harry Mason.
He's one of the candidates.
Yes, love, I realised. How do you do? I'm Mike.
Oh, right. I'm not late, I hope.
No, spot on. And this is Ed. He's the farmer.
All right, mate. Hi, Ed.
Tell you what, you and I'll... We'll have a chat before Ed shows you the herd. How's that?
Oh, good idea.
Now, Vicky, love, maybe you could keep an eye out in the yard for the other candidate, Veronica.
Is everyone ready now? We'll take about 2 hours.
I think we'll detour via the Haydenwood Bridleway to Pennyhasset. It's a nicer route. That okay? Right. Shula! Oh, steady, Scrabble. Mum, it's okay, boy, it's okay. I'm just about to lead a hack.
Yes? Well, it's nothing important.
Are you sure?
I had hoped you might be free for a cuppa, that's all.
Oh, no way, Mum, sorry.
No, it's fine. I defrosted this apple pie on Wednesday. I've had some 2 days running now, but there's still too much left for one.
Oh.
I thought you might want it. I tell you what, I'll put it in the kitchen, shall I?
Yeah, thanks, Mum.
You see, Harry, we want someone who's got time for the customer. It's not just about getting round as fast as you can.
Well, I worked in a small building society branch, so I'm used to that, that personal touch.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Yeah, I got made redundant when it merged. Ah. They downsized me.
Oh, that's a shame. On the milk round, you'd be self-employed, of course.
Yeah, it said in the ad.
I'm sorry you can't meet Jazzer. Only in here afternoons, obviously.
Catching up on his sleep, is he?
I expect so. That is the only downside to this job, really, the early starts.
It doesn't bother me.
Have you got any more questions then?
Not really. I'm surprised how many lines you carry on the pickup, though.
Yeah, well, we like to work in tandem with local producers.
Well, it's mutual advancement, isn't it?
I couldn't have put it better myself, Harry.
There's no sign of her, Mike.
Oh, dear.
I'm getting cold standing round out there.
I'll just go and see if Ed's ready yet, Harry.
Okay.
And, you can go home if you like, love. I'll look out for Veronica.
And how old are you, Harry?
22.
Oh, young. Very in vogue, that hairstyle.
Oh, thanks.
I'm not absolutely sure it would chime in with our more mature customers sticking up like that.
Oh, well, it comes down at night.
Oh, yeah. And what sort of things do you like to do?
Sports, fitness. Cycling's my real passion.
You weren't in Wellbourne Street in Borchester yesterday afternoon by any chance?
No.
Hmm. Is that it? Because you need to relate to all different sorts of people on a milk round, you know. I mean, you want a bit of chit-chat. It's not all crash and dash.
Crash and dash?
Broken glass and spilt milk.
Oh, no. Well, I help little old ladies across the street too.
Oh.
Shula, hello.
Oh, no. Oh, Linda.
Susan's demeanour's brighter than of late, didn't you think?
I can't say I noticed.
Well, she hinted she may have additional employment irons in the fire.
Really?
Yes. Now, I'm looking for volunteers.
Oh.
They'll write that on my tombstone, won't they? Oh, Shula, I'm so sorry. I didn't think.
No, it's okay. Volunteers for what?
Graffiti.
Oh, yes.
We must stamp on it. Zero tolerance. The broken window theory. If you don't fix it, it encourages the others. To wit, I am planning a clean-up day. Let's scrub it into oblivion. What do you say?
Oh, I'm far too busy.
Ah.
I'm sorry.
No, I understand. Expect we'll have to paint over some of it as well, and that won't be easy. Matching up the colours. Honestly, the work these mindless youths create for other people, it's never themselves. Robert and I are putting a notice in the Echo about it.
Well, more the merrier.
Exactly. And we'll do a feature for the village website. It will be in 2 or 3 weeks' time, if you change your mind.
Oh, I don't know. Look, I'm sorry, Linda. I need to drop in on Mum.
Harry, it's Mike Tucker.
Good girl, that's it.
Thing is, me and Ed, we both like you very much, and, well, we feel you'd fit in well, so we'd like to offer you the job. Yeah. Congratulations. Oh, hang on, you're breaking up. Look, I'll phone you tonight, yeah? OK, bye. Ah, well, he sounded chuffed.
Ah, well, he's a nice bloke.
Yeah, bright, keen, fit. What more do you want in a milkman? Oh, is Vicky back again?
Hello, love.
I can't keep you away today.
Hello, Ed. Are they milking all right this afternoon?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I brought you a chicken roll, Mike, with mustard. How you like it?
Oh, lovely.
To see you through to supper. We don't want you dropping down on someone's doorstep from hunger. Not a very good advertisement for the milk.
I can't see that happening the way you look after me.
So, who are we choosing?
Hey?
The candidates. Because I
How are we giving the job to Harry?
You what?
You just rang him.
Yeah, he's perfect.
Too perfect. Blonde hair, blue eyes. I didn't take to him.
Well, we liked him.
Not as much as he liked himself.
Oh, that's not fair. Well, he's got bags of charm and he knows how to use it, that's all. Oh, he'll go down a storm.
Yeah, I agree.
And what about Veronica?
What about her?
Well, she turned up half an hour late for a start.
Yeah, that didn't impress me at all. You can't keep people hanging around for their milk of a morning.
Well, she had to take her grandson to the dentist.
Oh, that's too bad, I'm afraid. The early
Well,
bird...
I don't think you gave her a fair crack of the whip.
Well, she had a full interview.
She was much more approachable than Harry. She had more small talk than him.
Yeah, too much small talk.
That's very sexy, Stead.
No, she had good qualities, I admit, but it came down to attitude in the end. Harry was the stronger of the two.
It's chaos in here.
That's what understairs cupboards are for. Ours is a real glory hole.
Oh, my old galoshes. I wondered where those had gone.
I see you've taken down the sympathy cards in the sitting room.
All except Meriel's drawing. They were gathering dust.
Are you keeping them?
I haven't decided. Do you want this woolly hat? I never wear it.
No, not really.
I'll take it to the charity shop. Phil said I looked like a Belisha Beacon in it.
It's quite bare in there now, without the flowers as well.
I put them in the compost bin.
Oh, Caroline and Oliver's bouquet was so beautiful.
They all were. I've moved the orchid to the kitchen. I suppose I'll have to start in the garden soon.
Don't overdo it, Mum.
There are so many jobs your father used to do out there. The pear tree needs pruning. And I must order some nice bulbs before stocks go down.
Well, I'll send Daniel round to cut the grass when it's time.
I can still manage that, thank you.
He had a big piece of your apple pie when he came in from school just now.
Oh, I'm glad. I can't bear to think of food going to waste. How was the hack?
Oh, fine. Very nice. It was great to get out.
Good.
They're staying at Grey Gables, the four who came. Two of them are from Brazil.
Oh.
I'm sorry I wasn't free, Mum. Perhaps if you'd given me a ring first.
It's all right, dear. You've all got your own lives to lead. Oh, these plastic bags are breeding. And I haven't had a moment to myself this week anyway, with so many visitors coming through that front door. Nick and Alan and Jolene and Lewis. This wretched shopper. Take it, will you?
Oh, are you going shopping?
No, it keeps getting in my way. Now, what's in this bag?
Oh. What is it?
My shoes.
Mum?
And look. Your father mended the heel. He said he was going to. I didn't believe him, Shula. I didn't believe him.
Oh. Oh, it's all right,
no,
Mum.
No. It's not all right.
Shh.
All these people in and out of the house and the person I most want to come through the door never will again. Oh.
Come here, Mum.
Oh, Phil. Oh. Phil!